Lecture 33. So we've finished with nucleophilic substitutions and alcohols and haloalkanes. We're now on to aldehydes and ketones and their characteristic reactivity. So just as we did with the haloalkanes, the first thing we do is we look at the character of the carbon in these molecules. Now the carbon is attached to an electronegative oxygen via a double bond. So we know that the double bond means that we've got a sigma bond between the oxygen and the carbon, and we've also got a pi bond with electron density above and below the plane of the system. Remember, this is a sp2 carbon, so it's trigonal planar geometry around that carbon. So our carbon then will be delta plus, because the oxygen will be delta minus, it being electronegative. So these guys are going to undergo nucleophilic attack as well. But the nucleophilic attack in this case is going to be on a carbon with a double bond. So the characteristic reaction is going to be a nucleophilic addition, which will then break the double bond. And the mechanism is pretty straightforward. The nucleophile comes in, it attacks the delta plus carbon. That then will mean that you have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bonds at the carbon, so we must break a bond. So we break the pi bond between a carbon and the oxygen, push those two electrons onto the oxygen. The oxygen now is fully minus because we've pushed two electrons onto it. So the second step is that we have an H plus floating around the system, and we'll see there's several ways that we can get H plus. The minus then attacks the H plus and we form an alcohol. So that's a typical example of a nucleophilic substitution. So in this case then, depending on the nature of the nucleophile, we've formed some sort of an alcohol coming out the other end.